Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, he's a man for all seasons. He covers all sports big time. His name is Chris Rose. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen.
How are you?
I am in Los Angeles.
Okay. Hi, Chris.
It just sounds, makes us feel big. Live from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So nice. Big plans for the schedule release tomorrow. I mean, we are having huge parties here. It has now become our new draft day since we don't have a first-round pick till 2025. So we've decided that we're going to change it, and our international holiday now in Cleveland will be schedule release party, baby. Yeah. Where are you going to be?
I'll be tuned in at NFL Network at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock local time. Yeah. I mean, I'm curious, and, you know, I'll do the exact same thing with my two brothers and my nephew that's on the text chain that everybody else in Cleveland will be doing, trying to figure out which ones are wins, which ones are maybes, and which ones are really tough. So, you know, we'll be checking out the bye week. We'll be checking out the primetime games, all that sort of stuff. So, yes, I mean, it's I play along just like you do at home.
I'm hoping to one day be a part of that. I'm like an outsider looking in on the Rose family.
Probably it's not going to happen. It's okay, though.
Oh,
we're really
man.
Saving you from us. Don't look at it as though you're missing out on something. Just look at it as though that's all.
I don't know. Your brother slides into my text messages every once in a while.
Please ignore.
No,
please
ignore. I hold him in high regard.
Baskin has nice kids, Chris. Maybe one of them could marry one of your nieces or nephews, and he can get in that way.
That's how I could get in. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Nepotism. I love it.
Yeah, this has gotten really weird. Do we have a sports topic that we can do to make this?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's like being on the air with two Phelps at once. Oh, my God.
Welcome to my life, Chris.
I get it.
All right. What went through your mind when you heard, when he retires, Tom Brady is going to do Fox games and make 10 million or 10 years and make ungodly amounts of money? What'd you think?
I was surprised by that announcement. There have been a few guys who have had a deal in place while still playing. You know, Draymond Green has one with Turner. I thought that was a great move by them. Whether you like Draymond or not, he's pretty good on television and he's current and all that sort of stuff. The Tom Brady move is fascinating. It really is, right? The last couple of years, he has seemingly come out of his shell. I've always heard he's a funny guy behind the scenes, but there's two things that I've got a question about. I guess here's the three most interesting things. How much of Tom Brady are we really going to see? He's very guarded. He's very non-controversial, right? He doesn't like to talk about things that make him uncomfortable.
Has always been.
And the best. Right. What's that?
You're right. He's always been that way.
Yeah. And the best announcers are the ones who kind of break down that wall and where we kind of feel like we know them and could joke with them. And I don't know how far Brady's going to allow us to do that. The nice thing is that it's the game that's the story. It's not Tom Brady that's the story. But there does, if you're going to be the guy, we do want to feel like we got to know you a little bit. I mean, that's why John Madden was held in such regard, right? You know, the other thing is why after playing And I'm not so sure this is going to happen in 2023, by the way, guys. I mean, I could see him, if things don't go right in Miami with Tua, like, wouldn't shock me to see him go down to Miami and lace it up twice a year against the Patriots in the AFC East and keep doing that. But whatever does happen, why does he want to leave again? I mean, his kids are, like, I think his oldest one's getting into high school now. Like, why does he want to leave every weekend to go call football games? I'm always amazed by that. I'd love to hear his response. And I'm not saying shut it down and don't do anything, but he's got a lot of businesses out there. Like, I wonder how that conversation with Giselle went. Yeah, you know what? The minute I'm done playing 23 years of football, I'm going to go on the road, and I'm going to keep calling football games. Which I was like, oh, okay.
That's
interesting.
That's a fair trade-off for letting her pick the color of the pool cover, isn't it?
Well, considering she makes infinitely more money than he does.
I know.
I would say that she should get to do whatever the heck she wants.
I agree. I just thought that was funny when that went public about the argument about the color of the pool cover. I'll throw this at you then. I'm with Tom Brady. Like, if I'm looking at this contract and if those numbers are what they are, there's more money ahead of you for the next 10 years than you made in the last 22. Mm-hmm. Why step out on the field and have maybe one 22-year-old that's a little too rambunctious that wants to take away a billionaire's career? You know what I'm saying? Or maybe even risk a concussion. Like, I'm off the field, man. I am going to the booth, and I am talking football and making more money in the next 10 years than I did in my last 22. It's just interesting to me.
That's the difference between Tom Brady
and me.
Andy Baskin or Chris Rose or Jeff Phelps, is that he believes he can still be the best at this age.
Wow.
And I really think that's what – I mean, who's to argue? I mean,
the guy led
the league in yards and touchdowns a year ago, and he certainly wasn't the reason that they got bounced entirely. You know, he didn't play great in that first half against the Rams, but he sure as hell led a great comeback. So I think that's probably it. You know, the other component of this is, that I found was interesting, and people haven't really talked about this, is that people say, well, how can you pay an announcer $37 million a year? Well, he's also going to be an ambassador. And I think what that means, and I could be wrong. I haven't had a chance to check around with my buddies over at Fox. But if there's a multi-billion-dollar deal on the table and you bring in Tom Brady to help try and close something, I imagine that's worth something, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And Chris, so, maybe they even start other programming, and you know he's involved in that. And
totally,
because there you're going to watch football games, I think, regardless of who the announcer is. But if you suddenly do a Tom Brady show or something else, that's a whole new revenue stream.
Yes, and that's what it's about.
Yep.
You know, I imagine that it's not as simple as, hey, we'll just see you every Sunday next to Kevin Burkhardt. That's not exactly it.
All I know is if it was a post-game show with Chris Rose, I would be there, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine that's probably slid somewhere in one of the stipulations of the contract. I've got to go check that, right? Sure, they're getting right on that.
Yeah, probably the case. All right, I'm still looking for a wide receiver, Chris. Do you care at this point if the Browns add another one? I may be more concerned with Jadeveon Clowney. I'd like to have him back. It just feels a little incomplete to me.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think that I do think they need Clowney. You know, they've got money under the cap, and actually a substantial amount of it, to be honest with you. So, I would like to see them add a veteran there. You know, it obviously sounds like the Jarvis thing is not happening, which is too bad. I really like Jarvis. I like what he's meant to that team, but I understand as well. And, who knows? You know, is it maybe a Jamarcus Bradley that pops? I will say this. You know, I heard an interview with Mr. McClain, who has covered the Houston Texans / Oilers forever.
Yep.
Right? Tremendous writer. And what he said about Deshaun Watson is, yes, he did have guys like DeAndre Hopkins come through there and Brandon Cooks and stuff like that. He goes, but he made a lot of what would rather be ordinary receivers look really good. And maybe that's what the Browns are hoping for, that he can elevate these guys to the point where they're, we look at him one way and we're like, yeah, Donovan Peoples-Jones has flashed. He's been okay. But maybe he takes him to another level. Maybe that's what they're hoping for.
Okay.
Chris, I'm going to switch gears over to baseball for a second. And Jeff and we're going to have a conversation here in a minute. And I'd say this based off of Jimenez at the end of the game last night. Should you ever slide into first base?
I was in the no category until the guy I work with, Trevor Plouffe, on our podcast Baseball Today, who spent almost 10 years in the bigs, said, yes, there are times you need to. And that is when the first baseman has his mitt in front of the bag, because you need to try and avoid the tag, because there's times where the first baseman gets taken off, mm-hmm. but can still get you out by tagging you. And I said, well, geez, as obvious as that is, I've never thought of it that way. But last night was not one of those instances, right? You're going to get there faster if you run through. And Abreu was coming at the bag from the side instead of having the possibility of tagging. So, yes, but that stuff happens so fast, right?
Yeah, it's, I remember, and I think it was Omar that I talked to about this, that, there used to be, I think before replay, a little bit of an optical illusion when a runner was sliding into first base and tried to grab the bag with their hands, when you saw that the first baseman had the ball and they were high and the player was low. And it was because I needed to be convinced that you need to slide into first base, because it just doesn't make sense. It's the old, if you're running the 100 meters, why wouldn't you slide into the finish line rather than run through the finish line? And so that's why I thought it was interesting. And then last night it was a close play. I'm still trying to figure out what angle they ultimately used. There was the one angle that I thought he was out. But, it's like I almost wish we had an overhead view of what would have happened last night. It probably would have made it a little bit better. But still, the team is playing better. They're playing better against teams over 500. And when you look at the offensive numbers, Chris, I didn't expect this, especially this
one. No, I didn't either. And they've been a fun watch. And I was really worried about them coming into the year.
So, yeah.
I'm the guy who was like, why didn't we sign Mark Canha? And I still probably think that at some point we'll regret not getting a veteran in there. But they are a fun team to watch. They're very athletic for the most part. They really have got like five or six guys that are at least average, if not plus, runners. And that win the other night was sensational. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable and so much fun. And how can you not love Josh Naylor? He's so into the game. I wouldn't want to be near him when he's firing his helmet anytime soon.
No.
But, man, we might have to get that thing a chin strap. Jose's like, you can take it off with your hands and throw it? Because usually it just pops off my head. They've been a good watch so far.
It's been fun. All right, Chris, let's do Chris Rose plugs here. Give me what's coming up on the podcast, and then tell me what else you got going on.
So, yeah, I've got Adam Wainwright of the St. Louis Cardinals, was the most recent episode, 17-year career. He's an amazing storyteller. I mean, really, just some good stuff about his relationship with Yadier Molina, how it got going to the point where they are kind of a record-setting battery. Just taped with Stephen Brault, who is a guy people probably don't know. He pitched most recently with the Pirates. He's a little hurt. He's in the Cubs organization, but he is – if you just want a funny guy that gets it, listen to him. He comes out tomorrow. We'll be taping with Austin Hedges, who is a member of the Chris Rose rotation, over the next couple of weeks. I'll let you know when that's coming out. Nice. And then Baseball Today is every day. So you can join us on our YouTube channel and on podcasts and also on the AMP app. We're live every day at 11:30 Eastern if you want to call in and talk to us. So we've got that.
Chris, I now look at players as, are they on the Rose rotation or are they actually on MLB? Like, I watch these guys now, and I look at them, and I'm like, oh, that guy's on the Rose rotation. So you made it fun. I can tell you that. Still with me? I lose you on that? We lose the line?
I have a really hard answer. He's like, why? I said, what do you mean, why? I said, because you're one of my guys, but I'm not, He said, you should be rooting for them to hit as many home runs as they can. off me. I said, it's like easier said than done, buddy. I said, last year when you and Bieber went scoreless through seven, and we almost got that again last night, like that's the perfect thing, and then Cleveland ends up winning. But he's stuck it, and so he's gonna laugh at me the next time we have him on or something.
That's awesome. Great story. All right, Chris, thank you. We always appreciate your time. We'll talk to you next week. Sound good?
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Chris Rose.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.